From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Wilbur D. Mills began his political career as county judge of White County at the height of the Great Depression. The Democrat was later elected to Congress, representing Arkansas's 2nd District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Marking the 80th anniversary of Social Security, I recently spoke with K.C. Goss, author of Mr. Chairman, The Life and Legacy of Wilbur D. Mills. We spoke about how he affected social welfare legislation like Social Security and Medicare during his tenure. Kay Goss, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure.
So it's the 80th anniversary of Social Security legislation being passed. And as we know, Congressman Wilbur Mills was a longtime chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, giving him considerable power over the legislative process in Congress and affecting social welfare programs. But first off, who was Wilbur Mills?
Wilbur Mills was a person who had, from a very early age, while he was still in elementary school, decided that he wanted to be a member of Congress and that he wanted to be on the Ways and Means Committee. And the occasion was Congressman Stephen Oldfield, who represented the 2nd Congressional District, came to visit Congressman Mills' father, A.P. Mills, who was the owner of the Bank of Kensett and the A.P. Mills General Store there in Kensett. So if a politician were in town and going to visit somebody, it had probably been Mr. Mills' father. So he went to the store, and Wilbur was there working at the store, even at age 8, helping out. So he sat Mr. Mills on his knee, the congressman did, and patted him on his head and looked at A.P. Mills, and he said, A.P., I think your son has the makings of a fine congressman. Well, Congressman Oldfield was on Ways and Means, so Mr. Mills decided from there on that that was a great idea, that he was going to grow up to be a congressman and that he was going to be on Ways and Means. So from that early age, he played House of Representatives in his yard, and he played Speaker of the House, and his friends, if they wanted to say something, had to raise their hands and he would recognize them, that kind of thing. So he was always interested in that. And then he ran for office the first time when he was 25 years of age, and he won county judgeship in White County and became the youngest person to serve as county judge.
And we were just talking beforehand how during his tenure as county judge, he implemented a social welfare program in that county.
Right. He was elected in 1934, so it was the depth of the Depression. And what he was first dealing with was the 50% unemployment in the county. So he knew so many of the people that were starving or hungry, at least, and really having a hard time and not able to afford health care and dying as a result. And these were people's funerals that he went to and families he consoled and ill people that he was visiting with and those kinds of things. So he was focused on that. So he made an arrangement with the doctors in White County, particularly Dr. Hassel. And it was for the doctors to see those people who were poverty-stricken and not able to afford health care, for the doctors to see them free of charge. And he had an arrangement with the pharmacists in the county to provide drugs at their cost. And he made an agreement with Mrs. Late Night, who ran the White County Hospital, to charge only $2.50 a night. And then he got the Quorum Court to appropriate $5,000 that he could use so that when a JP brought the case into the judge about a family not being able to afford for their loved one who was very ill to acquire health care, that he could allocate some of that $5,000. So it was sort of a smaller version of Medicare in that sense.
Yeah, and eventually he was elected to Congress and made his way onto the House Ways and Means Committee and later became chairman. Could you tell us a little bit about how he wielded his influence to significantly shape Social Security and Medicare?
Yeah. Yeah, when he was elected in 38, Social Security was 3 years old. And so, you know, it was a basic program, but it was nothing like the program that we take for granted today. And Mr. Mills was largely the architect of what we now know as Social Security. For example, among a number of things that he championed, but it was the disability part of the program. He added also large segments of the economy to it that were not originally a part. It applied strictly to people who were on payrolls of companies at first, but he changed it so that it also applied to farmers, which made a great difference. He also added the college part of Social Security, which was abolished during the early 1980s. But he added firefighters and state employees and city employees as well. He changed Social Security quite a lot and was always very, very careful of it. And in fact, the reason he did not support Medicare for a while at first was because the presidents that had proposed it proposed attaching it to Social Security Trust Fund for payment. He was finally able to work it out so that there would be a Medicare tax separate from that, so that it wouldn't destroy Social Security if the medical costs went up drastically like he anticipated they would, and actually they have. And he also worked closely with the Republicans in Congress and included their proposal. He included the proposal by the American Medical Association, which would pay for doctor's visits. And he included President Johnson's proposal, which was really for the rest of it, especially the hospitals. So it was called a three-layer cake, but it passed through Congress quite easily and became, I guess, the piece of legislation that he was proudest of, because he thought Medicare coupled with Social Security gave a safety net for those in poverty and beyond that.
Now, you met the congressman. You knew him while he was alive. What kind of person was he? What kind of legislator was he?
Well, you know, as far as my relationship with him, he was a great mentor, because one of the things that I love the most as a political science major and then a political science professor were political stories. And so he had some really good ones, and he was patient about answering a lot of questions. Sometimes he told me that I asked too many questions, but he was the kind of person who was very open and very friendly and very accessible to all of his constituents. And he was that way also to all members of Congress. It's amazing when you see the atmosphere that exists now to some extent. He never said a bad word about another member of Congress, and even some examples of people that worked really hard on his committee and were members of the other party, he would go with them to their districts and brag on them, not during an election year, but in the off years. So he was a person who reached out to others very much.
All right. Kay Goss is the author of Mr. Chairman, The Life and Legacy of Wilbur D. Mills. Kay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Chris. My pleasure. Appreciate it.